This was spoken to the poor fireman, who at that moment attempted to rise, and the frightened man sank back again.
"Here's little Askew just before us," cried out one of the guard.
But even as he spoke, the buildings were at hand. A sickening sensation settled upon my heart, for I supposed that we were now gone. The houses flew by like lightning. I knew if the officers here had turned the switch as usual, we should be hurled into eternity in one fearful crash. I saw a flash. It was another engine. I closed my eyes. But still we thundered on. The officers had seen our speed, and knowing that we would not be able to stop in that distance, they had changed the switch so that we went forward. But there was sure death ahead if we did not stop. Only 15 miles from us was the town of Schwetz on the Vistula, and at the rate we were going we should be there in a few minutes, for each minute carried us over a mile. The shrieks of the passengers now rose above the crash of the rails, and more terrific than all else arose the demoniac yells of the mad engineer.
"Merciful heavens!"
gasped the guardsman.
"There's not a moment to lose. Schwetz is close. Behold," he added. "Let's shoot him!"